Dreamscape presents Culture Smart Nepal by Tessa Feller, narrated by Anna Bentinck. Introduction. In the popular imagination, Nepal is a land of eternal snow, where heroic mountaineers and Sherpas valiantly plant flags on the roof of the world or perish in the attempt. And yet, there is far more to Nepal than the ultimate challenge to mountaineers. It has to be one of the most diverse countries in the world for its climate, scenery, flora, fauna, and not least, on account of the complex variety of its cultural, ethnic, and religious weave. Contrasts and incongruities abound. Spectacular snow-capped peaks rise above dusty plains. The abominable snowman meets abominable heat. 2-, 3-, and 4-wheeled vehicles careen chaotically around an overcrowded capital, while in the mountains, nothing moves faster than a mule. The beauty of Nepal's people, landscape, and vegetation stands out against a background of dust, dirt, and urban ugliness. There are many divisions between rich and poor, urban and rural, highlands and lowlands, privileged and penniless, high caste and untouchable, and recently, king and country. And yet a certain unity and diversity binds the country together. Never a colony, Nepal was isolated from the rest of the world for centuries. Its extreme terrain has both protected it from outside influence and slowed its development. Its relative inaccessibility has allowed pockets of contrasting cultures to flourish. At the same time, these have largely coexisted in peace, thanks to a tolerance, openness, and mutual respect that prevail, by and large, to this day. The country has been torn apart over the last decade by a civil war and thrown into despair by the loss of its royal family in 2001. And still the people you meet remain stoic, fatalist, accepting what befalls them. They continue to rise and retire with the sun. Agricultural rhythms dictate the pace of life. The suffering caused by civil strife may be great, but it is not something they wish to bother.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?